Daniel chapter number 6, verses 12 and 20 through 22. The Christ in my crises. I think it's fair to say that deep within all of us, there is a dream, there is a desire, there is hope that we would become famous. And by famous, I don't mean television or internationally known or anything like that. What I refer to is being known for doing something really good. That's within all of us. We all want to make our mark in this journey called life. The problem with making your mark in time is that you're going to have to pay a price to do that. So in life, you'll get involved with a lot of unwelcome things that you didn't invite, situations and circumstances and conditions that you can't control. And by nature, that is the definition of crises. Anything that is unwanted, anything that is unwelcome, anything that is uncontrollable, those are crises in life. We all will experience crises in life. The issue is how you deal with them. Case in point is this. What you call something is what it becomes to you. Now, we here in the United States, in our vocabulary, we have the word crisis. In Japan, for example, as I understand it, they don't have a word for crisis. And so as I study, I discover that the reason that they don't have a word for crises is because what we call a crisis, they call an opportunity. See, it's the same storms of life, it's just how you define it, how you label it. So when you're going through something, what you call it determines how you respond to it. If I call it mess, then I prepare myself to deal with mess. If I call you a hater, then I prepare myself to deal with you as though you are a hater. If I call you my friend, then I prepare myself to deal with you as though you are my friend. So whatever I call it is what it becomes to me. I don't really care what you meant for it. How I receive it is what it is to me. Amen. Because the simple fact that you don't like someone don't stop someone. Amen. The simple fact that someone don't want to see you with a blessing has nothing to do with God getting you the blessing. Amen. What short out blessings is when we begin to receive what somebody else is saying about us. So it is in life that God sometimes will allow crises to come. Now when these crises come in life, crises are a way of putting marks in history. For example, the 1930s, we know about the 30s because of depression. We know about the 60s because of the civil rights movement. We know about Moses, for example, because in the Old Testament, Moses led the people out of Egypt. We can identify that time based off the crises that was going on. Think about your favorite person in the Bible, and perhaps what attracts you to that person is the crises that they were going through and the crises that they came out of. You are known by the crises that you go through, so therefore you become famous by that. Well, that is in the Old Testament where Moses led the people out of Egypt and he was known by that. If you move into the New Testament, one of the crises was Christ hanging on the cross. You would qualify that as a crisis. So here's Jesus hanging on the cross, and that was his crisis. Before then, Peter denied Jesus. That was Peter's crisis. After that, then you also had Paul and Silas that was in prison. That was their crisis. Everybody deals with crises. In life, some stuff is going to come and you say, I don't want that. I don't want to deal with that. And not only that, you've prayed about it and you petitioned God and you pleaded with God. You found yourself a prayer partner and nothing changed. A crisis come in your life, and the crisis come in your life so that you can recognize that God is presenting us with an opportunity to take us higher. Everything bad in your life is not meant to destroy you. So when things come in your life, stop saying this thing is going to take me out, this thing is going to kill me. No, that thing is going to make you stronger as a result of it. How would you know who God is if God always protected us and never allowed anything to come in our life? So sometimes God has to allow some things to come in our life so that God can show up and be God in our life. And so as you begin to go through crises in life, God is saying, Adam, what do you call this? So he says to Adam, name all of the animals. When Adam named the animals, Adam gave a swag to it. You know what swag is. Swag is how you live with it, how you walk with it. See, you got to begin to call your situation what it really is. Just because the doctor says it's cancer, you got to be crazy enough to say that Dr. Jesus said something else. I know I'm walking with cancer, but I still got swag behind the cancer. I know my credit doesn't look like yours, but I'm still going to walk it out because I know that I have the favor of God, and man will line up with it. You got to call the thing what you want it to be.
Amen.
Daniel found himself in a crisis. Daniel found himself a young man ordered not to pray to God, and one day somebody came and they caught Daniel praying. Now, the king had issued a decree. And it's not hard to believe because the decree began with people telling the king how wonderful he is. And so they said to the king, for the next 30 days, the only person that anyone can pray to is you, king. See, because they knew that Daniel was coming up, and so they were trying to stop Daniel from coming up because they knew that Daniel was going to always pray. There's some people around you in your life that is sitting traps for you.
Amen.
And you call them friends.
Amen.
If you only knew, every time you find yourself going through a crisis and somebody know about your business, is that so-called friend of yours. Only the people in your circle can hurt you.
Amen.
I got to be close to you in order to stab you.
Amen.
Because the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The weapon that is formed against you must be shot at you. But your so-called friends can easily stab you in the back.
Amen.
You got to be careful of the people that is around you.
Amen.
Daniel found himself in this situation where they told Daniel, you cannot pray. So at noon they went, and what did they find Daniel doing? Praying. So every day at 12 p.m. Daniel was praying. I wonder what God will find you doing if he came to you, not at 12 p.m., but at 12 a.m. on a Friday night. Don't answer that. I'm just asking. Don't answer that. What Daniel knew is that whatever situation he found himself in, that God will deliver him from. And so here it is, Daniel found himself praying. As he's praying, people come along and then they cast Daniel not into a den with one lion, but a den of lions. You got some folk, a lot of folk in your life.
Amen.
That is looking to destroy you.
Amen.
You got some people, a lot of people that is around you that is hoping that your troubles eat you up.
Amen.
Don't think that you're not facing a den of lions this morning.
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
Every one of us that is in here, we're going through a den of lions.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, the den of lions that you're in is called denial. Because we all are going through something. We all are going through something. And the Bible declares that Satan seeketh, and he's like a roaring lion. He's looking who he can destroy. He's looking for somebody that he can overcome. And so in spite of what you're trying to do, Satan is still coming after you.
Amen.
But I have good news for you on this seventh year of Life Changing Church. Now, the number seven in the Bible represents rest. And I found it funny that here we are in the seventh year of Life Changing, but God has placed you in this house because God is saying, I'm going to get some stuff done without you.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said. See, you keep trying to fix your problem. You keep trying to work something out. You keep trying to move this and do this for a promotion. But in this seventh year, God is saying, I'm going to show myself and I'm going to promote you and you don't have to do anything. I'm going to give you a house and you don't even need credit. I'm going to restore your family and you don't even have to do anything about it. I'm going to take care of your enemies. God is saying, but I'm going to take care of you. I need to show you who I am. And so God is saying, this is harvest time for you in spite of the den that you find yourself in. See, you're going through something and you feel like your whole world is caving in on you. You're going through something and you say, you know, I can't even reach that. I can't even escape this way. And not only am I going through something, but here's this beast called Satan right in front of me. If I can just move away from this, everything will be okay. If I can just get this thing straight, everything else will fall in line. But you know what? Sometimes God will not move. So you find yourself in the den. And in the den, God is saying, don't take your eyes off me. Well, God, if it had not been for you, I wouldn't be here. I know. Therefore, this crisis is an opportunity for me to manifest myself. I need to show you something in the midst of what you're going through. And so God allows you to be in a crisis. In the midst of your crisis, just like Daniel found himself in the den of lions. Daniel is in the den of lions, and I'm sure it's dark and it's cold, and Daniel is saying, the many people that I tried to help, nobody's showing up for me. The king that I even tried to help, here he is, throwing me in a den of lions, nobody care. And so here he is sitting, and at night he's all alone with a lion. And you know, at night some strange things happen to you in your life at night. And so Daniel found himself one night face to face with a lion. And as he was face to face with a lion, somebody stepped in to his situation. The Christ in my crisis.
All right.
I know you're going through something, but just like Jesus, and what Daniel said, he says, the angel that God sent just stepped in. The angel that God sent. I came this morning to tell somebody, you're going through hell this morning, but the angel that God sent is going to step into your crisis. And when God steps into your crisis, God is going to set you free. And the same haters that put you there is going to come back and say, can your God deliver you? Can your God save you? Yes, my God is able to do all things but fail. Ain't God all right this morning? I know it's bad English, but I didn't come to teach no English this morning. And when I ask you, ain't God all right? I'm really not asking you a question. It's a statement. I know God is all right. I wish I had a witness this morning. Somebody know that God will show up in your crisis. I wish somebody here this morning, a living witness, that when God show up, God will make a way out of no way. Give me a microphone this morning. I wish somebody here this morning can tell me you've been going through something and I'm in the midst. Come on, come on.
crisis. My crisis didn't change, but my God show up. Won't God show up in your life? And when God show up in your life, God has a way of stepping in. And everything that looks bad, God will take all your bad stuff and he'll turn it and he'll make it work out for you. You see, God says, listen, Daniel, don't worry about what I'm doing. He says, I see where you are. And so as Daniel is in the den of lions, God steps in. He says, I know you got a crisis, but I'm stepping in. Who am I talking to this morning? You in a crisis this morning. And God is saying, but I'm stepping in. I'm glad we serve a God that is a God of our tight places. A God that is more than enough. I'm talking about a God when things get really tough and they get tight and God step in. When they get tight, they just right for God. When you begin to go through something and you see no escape, you need to turn it over to God and say, I don't see a way. This is just right for God. Christ, step into my crisis. And see, we say it's bad. And God is saying it's an opportunity. You remember the last time you went through hell, but you still standing this morning? God is good. You remember the last time your haters tried to destroy you, but you still standing? God is good. You remember the last time the doctor told you you weren't going to live, but you still standing? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. You ought to give him some praise this morning. If God got anything for you this morning, you ought to give him some praise this morning. You ought to praise him this morning. Now watch Daniel as I sit down. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Now here's Daniel finds himself in a den of lions. And Daniel is facing lions. And in the midst of Daniel facing all those lions, the Bible declares God sent an angel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God sent an angel, and that angel is Jesus Christ. So what Jesus did was, even though he's a part of God, wrapped himself in clothing like you and I, in skin like you and I, and he stepped into your life. Daniel said, I got lions all around me, but I need a pillow. God will take what you are afraid of and allow you to rest on it. I told you this was the 7 years. Daniel is facing lions. And as Daniel is facing lions, the Bible declares God sent an angel. Now the angel in the Old Testament represents Jesus Christ of the New Testament. And so what God did was sent Jesus into the den with Daniel.
Amen.
He came as a lamb. But he's coming back as the lion of Judah. In the midst of you going through your den, call upon the lion of Judah. Just in case you don't know, Judah means praise. You gotta get this. In the midst of going through something, just begin to praise God. That's the trick. Daniel said, I'm in the den, but I'm gonna praise him anyway. My bills are past due, but I'm gonna praise him anyway. My friends walked out of it, but I'm gonna praise him anyway. My credit is bad, but I'm gonna praise him anyway. I'm struggling with an addiction, but I'm gonna praise him anyway. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. And sometimes when God gets things started, it takes him a minute to fix it. And so you say, I have to go through something. But you need to begin and tell God, it was good that I was afflicted, because I learned how to trust you. It was good that I was afflicted, because I learned how to lean and depend on you. I learned that you are a friend that's taking closer than a brother. I learned that you'll never leave me. I learned that you'll never forsake me. I learned that you'll supply all of my needs. I learned how to trust you. I learned in the midst of my affliction. You're going something and it's a little bit uncomfortable, and every time you think you're out of it, somebody hits you right there and they bring up your past. Baby, you can bring up my past because the blood of the Lamb has erased all that. You can bring up my past, but I know the powers that I'm going through. You can bring up my past, but I know the God that I serve. You can bring up my past, but I know that God is making a way for me. It was good that I was afflicted. In the midst of going through something, we have to realize that the Lion of Judah is still there. The Bible declares that God dwelleth in the praise of his people. You want God to show up? He said, just be stupid enough to start praising. You know they already talk about you anyway. They already call you a high roller here, right? You might as well go show them. They already talking about you. Now you just need to be straight stupid enough. When your bills is past due, give them some praise. You need to be straight stupid enough. When your business can't turn around, to give them some praise. You need to be crazy enough. When the unemployment paper comes, to give them some praise. You need to be crazy enough. If you take this from me, my God is going to give it right back. He's a God of restoration. He restored. Yay, do I walk through it. That's the God. That's the God. The God of your tight places. In the midst of you going through something, God is saying, I'm right there, baby. Come on and give me some praise. I'm still up in your situation. When I show up in your situation, I turn that thing around. Have you ever tried, God? Trust him. In the midst of going through a crisis, God is saying, trust me, baby. In the midst of going through something, I know it doesn't look right, doesn't sound right, doesn't feel right, but just trust me. See, God is leading you somewhere. And where God is leading you, when God begins to take you, the first thing you got to look for is to fake friends to pull on. See, some of y'all can't clap right there. Because you're still in denial. You think they really like you. That's why I said fake friends. So God is trying to take you somewhere, but you're trying to take your baggage somewhere. And God is saying, ain't no place in the holiness of holiness for that foolishness. There's a book in your life, baby, you got to drop off. There's some stuff in your life as God begins to shift you. You got to share some folks out of your life. Everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't hang out in the presence of God with you. You gotta shift so God can share some folks out of you. And when you turn, God is saying to you, if you turn left and go right for me, when you turn left, go right, God is saying, not, it won't be a lot of folks there, but I got you. See, there comes a time where you need to look out for you. On judgment day, I can't speak for you and you can't speak for me. And so God is saying, now when you shift this thing, as you begin to shift, now you got to look out for you. See, because you keep giving your last to Pookie and Ray right now, and Pookie and Ray right now keep blowing it, and you wonder why God won't trust you with more, because you keep doing the wrong thing. You got to be a good steward so that when God shifts you, you're standing in a place of stewardship. The Bible declares in the end time, there will be a transfer of wealth.
Amen.
Get this. So what you look at and you say, well, the economy is bad right now. And God is saying, crazy? Crazy. I know you call yourself Christian, but God calls us crazy sometimes. He says, crazy? I want you to look in the Bible. And every time, think about this. Every time God shifted the wealth from the world to the kingdom of God, in a crisis. you looking at the situation right now, and God is saying it's bad for them, but if you shift, you can catch something. A house can come to you right now. Somebody can sign over something to you right now. Somebody can give you something that's almost paid for because they're trying to get out of it right now. Don't look at the company. Keep your eyes on him. Don't look. Don't you blink. Don't you blink. In the midst of this crisis, God is doing something. I know it looks bad, but God is saying, I'm ready to shift. Are you ready to receive? I'm shifting something, and I'm moving something. As I begin to move, watch out. I'm going to put a blessing in your hand. Hold tight to what you got. The whole world because of you. I'm shifting. He's the Christ in your crisis. You thought Satan did it? No, baby. God is saying, that's me. But God, this is too bad to be you. I like it like that. He's a bad God and he like it like that. When he makes it real bad and grace steps in, grace is real good then. Because I know nobody but Jesus. I know I couldn't have made it. So he says, nobody but Jesus. I'm guiding you. I'm leading you. Come on and stand with me. The Christ in your crisis. I want to talk to that person who's going through something this morning. You're in a crisis this morning. And God is saying, I did that. Well, God, how could you do that to me? Because I had to shake some people off you to move you higher. But God, you could have told me that. No, I've been trying to tell you for the last year. You won't move. I got to turn up the heat in your life. I got to let you go through something so you'll understand God is still in control. Jesus is still the Christ in your crises this morning. And so God is saying, now you're walking in the valley of the shadow of death. But don't fear. Don't you fear. No. Fear cancels out faith. In order for you to please God, you got to have faith. Said, if you have faith, I'll step in right now. He's the Christ in your crisis. You're going through something. You need a church home. You need to fix something. He's the Christ that wanted to be in your crisis. With everyone this morning, not sure about your salvation, need a church home? If that's you, we want you to come this morning. All you have to do is take one step. Come on, baby. Going through something. Don't go through it by yourself. He's the Christ of the Christ. He says, if you believe in me, I'll give you everlasting, I'll give you eternal life. Somebody here this morning been going through something. And you trying to wait till something get right, then you will come. It will never get right until you turn it over to him. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care about you. If today is your last day, do you know where you're going? And baby, you got to leave from this place. You're going somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're going up or down. You're going somewhere. You're going to move. Do you know where you're going? If you don't know, he says, come. Come on, step. 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 I'll meet you. Step. Step. It's on your heart. Step. Come on. Come on. Step. 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 One step away. One step. One step. I wouldn't let someone, what they think about me, stop me from this moment. Will there be others this morning?
Hallelujah. I wouldn't let somebody stop me this morning. Salvation. But let me do this while we're still standing. If you need prayer this morning, come to the altar this morning. If you need prayer, come to the altar this morning.